Okay, I'm going to two more poems, and then... Okay, this is... anyone Presbyterian here? Okay. I'm a Presbyterian. I used to teach English at my the Presbyterian Church in Oakland, the Iglesia Presbyteriana, and it was a good experience. I taught for 3 years, volunteered, and so this is a poem about that. It's called "Teaching English from an Old Composition Book," and so I went to this closet and discovered all these old composition books of these old Presbyterians, and this is about that. My chalk is no longer than a chip of fingernail, chip by which I must explain this Monday night, the verbs to get, to wear, to cut. I'm not given much, these tired students, knuckle-wrapped from work as roofers, sour from scrubbing toilets and pedestal sinks. I'm given this room with five windows, a coffee machine that doesn't work, a piano with busted strings, the music of how we feel as the sun falls, exhausted from keeping up. I stand at the blackboard. The chalk is worn to a fingernail, nearly gone, the dust of some educational bone. By then, by and by, I'm Cantifles, the comic, busybody in front of the class. I say, I get the coffee. I pick up the coffee cup and sip. I click my heels and say, I wear my shoes. I bring an invisible fork to my mouth and say, I eat the chicken. Suddenly the class is alive, each one putting on hats and shoes, drinking sodas and beers, cutting flowers and steaks, a pantomime of sumptuous living. At break, I pass out cookies. Agustin, the Guatemalan, asks in Spanish, "Teacher, what's tally-ho?" Tally-ho. I look at the word in the composition book. I raise my face to the bare bulb for a blind answer. I stutter and then say, "Es como adelante." Agustin smiles, then nudges a friend in the next desk, now smarter by one word. After the cookies are eaten, we move ahead to prepositions, under, over, between, useful words when La Migra opens the doors of their idling vans. At 10 to 9, I'm tired of acting, and they're tired of their roles. When the class ends, I clap my hands of chalk dust, and two students applaud, thinking that it's a new verb. I tell them adelante, and they pick up their old books. They smile and in return cry tally-ho as they head to the door. Okay. I knew that 3 years of volunteer work would end up with a good poem, and it took a while, but